Let us begin with our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we invite you into our lives this day, and we ask that you lead us to become thy servants more and more, that you help us to grow in holiness, and you show us how to live our lives in ways that glorify your name, that lead others closer to you, and that takes the most hardened of sinners and shows them the love and mercy of Christ, that they may come to find you. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, it is morning here on WEZE 590 AM, and we come to you every single morning at midnight and 3 o'clock in the morning. Again, at WEZE 590 AM, we're coming to you from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. And I am, of course, the administrator there. My name is Father Robert J. Carr. We were talking yesterday about the importance of keeping in mind that your qualifications to be people who are servants of God, it has nothing to do with your education and everything to do with your baptism and confirmation. Those two things lead you to be closer to Christ and closer to be servants of Christ. Now, you can go get a theology degree, but that's not necessarily going to lead you into holiness. One of the things I say, and I said it yesterday, is there are people who have a theology degree. I wouldn't have minister to my dog, and I don't have a dog. I wouldn't have preached to my dog. I don't have a dog. So as you can see, it doesn't mean anything. They're important. They're important things to understand. But what we actually need is that call to holiness. What we absolutely need is that call to prayer. I was thinking, I was doing yesterday's program, a woman who had a tremendous influence on me back when I was a sailor in Long Beach, California. For those of you who, I don't know if it's still open, who live near the Long Beach Naval Station in Long Beach Shipyard, actually, too, in California, in Long Beach, California. I was stationed there in the early, mid-80s. And it was, interesting place to be. We weren't that far from, by the way, the Pacific Princess, which was moored, and that was the ship from the Love Boat, and that was moored down in San Pedro, which was the next town over. It's over Big Bridge. And I think I've talked to you about that before, that San Pedro, California, is the city that is the beginning and where it begins of the Hot Rod Lincoln. That whole thing. It starts in San Pedro, California. So anyway, I was at the Long Beach Naval Station, and there was a woman there, and her name was Bobby, and she had a tremendous influence on my faith as a Catholic. I wasn't a seminarian at the time. I wasn't a priest. I was a sonar technician. I used to always say, I'm a sonar technician. I was a sonar technician. I used to fix sonar equipment. And interesting enough, if you've ever read the book, The Hunt for Red October, not the movie, the book, you ever read The Hunt for Red October, it describes extremely well what we used to do. That was it. So that was in the book, The Hunt for Red October. And anyway, that's what I did. I was a sonar technician. We used to fix equipment. We used to the whole bit. And I was a sailor. And Bobby ministered to sailors as a layperson. As it's like her own private ministry, in a sense, if you could call it that. And she wasn't Catholic. She belonged to a non-denominational church. And she had some powerful things to say. And the reason why I bring Bobby up, and understand, she wasn't like running her own church service. She wasn't preaching in a church. She was just ministering to people. A lot, I would imagine, like Dorothy Day did in New York. She was just ministering to people, teaching them about Christ as someone who was a committed Christian. And I bring her up because she serves as a great example of how we're called to live. She lived next to a motorcycle gang. Now, obviously, you don't know enough about me to know that I had a conversion experience actually around the age of 21. And what happened was that I was to follow the typical role of the Catholic. I grew up in the Catholic Church. I was at one time interested in becoming a priest, which obviously I eventually did do. But I was interested in becoming a priest. And then I turned away from religion altogether in high school. And later, I joined the Navy. And I came back to the church in the Navy, of all places. And it was a powerful experience for me to come back to the church. I also got involved in the Charismatic Renewal. And that was a whole different experience, which I'm still involved with now. And so I had this powerful conversion experience while I was in the Navy. And again, I left the church in high school. In that interim years, it's actually, I think it was about 5 years, I got actively involved in alcohol. And one of the places I used to hang out when I was drinking on my second ship was a biker bar in National City, California. I think it was called Club Melody, which is gone now. They've completely redone National City, California, but it was this biker bar in National City, California. So I wasn't a biker, and I wasn't like a biker. I was someone who liked to drink, and my friends used to drink there, and that's where we used to hang out. You probably know when people get involved in alcohol, one of the things that happens is they hang around people they normally wouldn't hang around with if they didn't drink, and that was a classic example. We're going to talk more about this on the other side of the break. This is St. Anthony Overnight right here on WEZE 590 AM, and you can also hear us at Catholic Audio Media. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com, and where we also broadcast or podcast the broadcast afterwards. We'll be right back right after this. Do you know that you can put together an adoration chapel of your own in your own house? With concerns surrounding the coronavirus and social distancing, many miss the opportunity to pray before the Blessed Sacrament. However, with a little ingenuity, it is quite easy, and you are not doing anything irreverent or illicit. Simply search Eucharistic Adoration Live on YouTube, and several live channels in different parts of the world will pop up. Now you can engage in Eucharistic adoration in your own home if it is not available in your local parish church. Eucharistic Adoration Live on YouTube. With concerns surrounding the coronavirus and social distancing, many miss the opportunity to pray before the Blessed Sacrament.
Go to that webpage.
However, with a little ingenuity, it is quite easy, and you are not doing anything irreverent or illicit. Simply search Eucharistic Adoration Live on YouTube, and several live channels in different parts of the world will pop up. Now you can engage in Eucharistic adoration in your own home if it is not available in your local parish church.
You can also tell us whether you want the prayer request
Eucharistic adoration live
read
on YouTube
or not.
And so you can do all these things. So that's at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also read the blog and the latest things that come up on the blog. So all of that is there, CatholicAudioMedia.com. So check that out. And if you want to just email us directly, we are at producer@CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's producer@CatholicAudioMedia.com. So before the break, I was talking to you about Bobby, and I was telling you about a little bit of my history and hanging out in Club Melody in National City, California, which, by the way, this is what alcohol does for you. These were my drinking friends I hung around. I hated the place. Absolutely hated going there, but that's where they went. So that's where I would go. And I always felt uncomfortable there. And I remember there was a guy, he was one of the bikers. I remember talking to him, and we had a good conversation. I was talking to my friend. I said, yeah, I was talking to him. He was, you know, great guy. He says, yeah, he is. He says, just don't get him angry at you, otherwise he'll kill you. Oh, thank you. Thank you for telling me. You know, and there's a part of you that can turn around and say, what am I doing in this? Well, eventually, obviously, I did. But the reason why I bring that up is Bobby lived next to the same kind of bikers. Not the same bikers, but the same kind of bikers. And of course, you probably know at the time that Los Angeles is very well known for these biker gangs, including the Hells Angels. But I don't know if they were Hells Angels. But which, by the way, is a copyrighted name. That's a registered trademark, Hell's Angels. So I just want to let you know, if you can't just say generally these are Hell's Angels, that's a registered trademark. But anyway, so she lived next to a biker gang, she explained to us, and she said to them that she would pray them into heaven. So she says, I used to bake cakes for them. I used to, you know, wish them happy birthday and everything else. She says, because my mission, these are bikers in a biker gang, my mission is to get them into heaven. And I've always remembered that. And I remember all her just enthusiasm and what a powerful woman she was in testifying to the faith all the time. She didn't have, I suppose she had a high school diploma, and that's just a guess. She didn't have a college degree, so obviously she didn't have a degree in theology. She didn't have a religious community she was connected to, except for, of course, her church community. But what a powerful representative of the faith. And she reminds me of the model that we're all called to represent, and that is to live our faith in ways that God's name is glorified. And she clearly helped us to glorify God's name just by being who she was and allowing the Lord to work through her. I will always remember Bobby, and to this day I remember her. And remember what I told you. I was in Long Beach in the early 80s. There were people who are listening to this program who weren't even born then. And I remember Bobby and what a powerful person she really was, and what a powerful testimony to the faith. And we're all called to have, in our own way, not to be just like Bobby, but in our own way, to be these people who really allow people to glorify God. There's a famous line that Archbishop Fulton Sheen gives during a retreat to priests, where he talks about different practices they need to have. One of them I have kept to this day, which is to do a holy hour every single day. And actually, by the way, one of the holy, especially during the COVID, is in light of kind of limiting where you're going, is actually doing that a little chapel idea that you heard as the ad. That's where I got the idea. And so, find this Eucharistic Adoration Live on YouTube and sit before it. So I've done that as well as sitting in the chapel. But understand that he said to, you know, among other things, to offer our holy hour to the Lord. But he also said something else. He said to these guys who are priests, do not be Fulton J. Sheen. That was, of course, who he was. He says, in other words, you need to be yourself in holiness, and you need to be the holy person that God called you to be. We talked yesterday about Carlo Acutis, who was just a 15-year-old teenager who was, you know, everything a 15-year-old was, seeking holiness. I talked to you today about Bobby, who was just a powerful woman who shared her faith. We're all called to a special level of holiness, and our qualification is, of course, our baptism and our confirmation, our prayer, and our seeking the Lord. We'll talk to you on Monday morning. You know, we have a website for our programs that will connect you to the parish, the blog, and to share your prayer requests with us. If you've been touched by our program, you can even show your support through your donation. We are at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's all one word, CatholicAudioMedia.com. It is updated regularly with blog posts and podcasts of the program. So stay connected with us and tell us how this show has touched your heart. CatholicAudioMedia.com.